John Jessop.
Gives me the greatest pleasure to introduce my guest this afternoon. He's operatically trained, my goodness me, David Gilby. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm surprisingly well.
Yeah, you've got a voice on you like you heard down Jack Daniels.
Probably a bottle of it, yeah.
Yeah. The last voice I heard like that was Lou Rawls.
Ah.
You know? Not a bad comparison, really, David.
No, thank you very much. No, it's quite good. Yeah. Thank you.
So, you brought a pal with you. Who's the pal you brought with you?
Right. He's a friend of many years and one of the finest, I believe, the finest guitarists around Merseyside at the moment is Philip Jensen. Phil Jensen.
Afternoon, Phil.
To give him his full title, Dr. Phil Jensen.
Okay. A doctor of music?
Psychology.
Yeah. Doctor of Music, and psychology. Yeah. Well, blimey, all right, okay, yes. Yeah. I'm fine, by the way, you know.
Yeah, so am I now.
You're all right now. I believe you had a good song last night, a good gig.
Yeah, we it was the Summer Poets Jam at St. Nicholas's Church, and they kindly invited me to come along just to give a couple of little themed songs.
Yeah.
And as it was summer, we decided to do something based on roses.
Right, yeah. Outdoors.
You're indoors. Inside. Oh, beautiful place to sing.
It's absolutely fantastic. Oh, the organ is unbelievable, isn't it?
I've never heard it played. They've got two pianos there, I noticed.
Right, okay.
It's what you call a singer's eye.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Have you sung there before, David?
I have. Christmas time before the lockdown.
Right.
The same sort of thing. And I was asked to sing Mary's Little Boy Child. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And it was a Christmas number,
yeah, yeah.
As befits the theme, and that went down very well. And the acoustic, like I say, is ideal for my voice.
Have you done the big venues as well, David? You know, like the Philharmonic and that?
I haven't done the Phil, fully enough.
Oh, haven't you?
And I was doing a gig, and the Philharmonic Choir were on it.
Okay.
And this lady turned around after hearing me and said, "Have you sang at the Phil?" I said, "No, I haven't." And she said, quite rudely, "Well, you've never made it until you sung at the Phil."
How rude! Yeah, how rude is that?
And I said, "Have you sang in front of the royal family?" And she said, "No." I said, "Well, I sang in front of two."
Yes. Hang on a moment, love. Yeah. 2-0.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. No, I mean, your voice at the Philharmonic would be unbelievable.
Well, to be honest with you, I've never pressed for it.
No, okay.
And, you know, nobody's ever mentioned, you know, doing anything there or something. Yeah. I sang at the Metropolitan.
Yeah.
Chester Cathedral.
Right.
St. Asaph's Cathedral.
That's a lovely one, isn't it?
Oh, St. Asaph's?
Yes.
Well, they actually rolled back the carpet there so that the voice could bounce off the stone.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And I did Mavanwy.
Oh, did you?
I did Mavanwy, and I'm not a Welsh speaker.
No, no.
But somebody I sang with said he was, and he gave me the phonetics and things like that,
right,
which turned out to be rubbish.
Yes.
As I was leaving the cathedral, somebody came and slapped me on the back, and a hell of a thump.
Yes.
And I turned around, and he said, "Lovely voice, that. Lovely voice." I said, "Oh, thank you." And it was a fellow called Dafydd Jones-Evans, and he came from Portia, Norwich.
Oh, right.
And Welsh was his first language.
Yeah.
And he said, "Do me a favour," he said, "next time you sing in Welsh, could you come and see me first?" I said, "Oh, right, but I couldn't understand." He said, "Who taught you Welsh?" And I turned around to look at the culprit.
Yeah.
And the culprit turned the head like that.
Right.
So that was that.
Tell you another great university, it was Bangor.
Bangor, sung at Bangor. Sang St. David's in Bangor, yeah.
Yes, that's lovely, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Now, the first thing you said to me when you came in the studio, "I don't need a microphone."
No.
No, do you not mic up when you're at gigs?
Not usually.
No?
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
Okay.
It's only in certain occasions. I sang St. George's Hall, and Phil tells me directed mic-ing?
Yeah, they had to have directed mics because
of
the reverb and
that. Yeah.
Okay.
St. George's,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's all these recesses and little places, and it goes in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
This and the other. I mean, I was okay as regards my depth of voice.
Yes.
Sopranos and tenors had a problem.
Right.
flicked around and whatever, but I was lucky there. And I did Old Man River.
Wow.
At St. George's Hall. I was asked to do it. And at the end of it, the lady that organised it came into the, well, I call it my changing room.
Yes.
It was one of those lovely marble rooms.
Yeah.
And I was there, and she came and she said, "David, I've got something to tell you, you might like this. Only three men have sung Old Man River at St. George's Hall. One's yourself.
Yes.
The other one's, what's your name?
Don't worry.
Azad White over there.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one's Paul Robeson himself.
Really?
So I was in very good company.
You certainly were, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but, you're in very good company in November, you know, because sitting in that chair in November is another lovely Welsh warbler, Catherine Jenkins.
Now, Catherine and me were being lined up by Leslie Hetherington, to do La Chi de Rem.
Oh, right.
And that never came to anything, like a lot of things don't.
Well, I spoke to Catherine, and she rang me back over Christmas and said, "Well, I'm still coming in November, John." She's on the Philharmonic.
Mm.
And she said, "Now, I'm holding you to this. I love dunking chocolate biscuits in my tea."
Mm.
So have them ready for me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I could have said, "Can you get a crate of Erdinger?" And I'd have drowned down those as well.
Yeah.
No, it was down to do with La Chi de Rem. I've done La Chi de Rem with a few sopranos.
Okay.
And they always find that they like doing it with me. Because if you look at the characters involved in that duet,
yeah.
One's a licentious lecher, who I'm supposed to be.
Yes, okay.
Like an antithesis. And the other one is a virginal girl that's on the verge of her wedding day. And Don Giovanni decides to see if he can, shall we say, get his way with her.
Right, okay. Yeah. And your first song is Before We Start the Car?
Yes. And there's a lady who I love dearly called Valerie Watts. I don't know if you've heard of Valerie.
No.
She's a Southport soprano.
Okay.
And she's full of acting. She's got all the drama, great voice.
Yeah.
Great voice. And she's got all the drama.
She live in Southport?
Southport, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ainsdale. That
Ainsdale,
area.
Right.
And she played up to me like, you know, she should have done in the opera.
Okay.
And I sang to her like I should have done in the opera.
Fantastic.
And it seemed to go down very well.
Brilliant. Okay, so let's, I'll turn the microphone off, David. What are you going to do first for us? I'd like you to do at least three songs for us while you're here.
Well, we're doing the two we did last night, that's okay?
That's fine, yeah. Fine by me. Yeah, if you were at the St. Nick's last night, you'll have enjoyed this. But if you weren't, just listen, because it's not very often I do have an operatically trained singer as my guests, and normally rock bands or soul singers, but this makes a complete change. And from Liverpool Live, here in our penthouse studio. Do you like the studio, by the way? It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's innovative.
It's absolutely, yes, you know. Yeah, welcome, David Gilby. And Dr. Phil, here we go.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
By the time I was about 10, 11, 12 years of age, I had a good Irish repertoire.
Okay.
And she the first thing she taught me was Kevin Barry.
Really?
Who she said was her cousin. And I didn't want to doubt her because...
No.
She'd be very wild. Anyway, she gave me a good Irish interest. And I still have it now. I've got a good Irish repertoire.
Yeah, did you go over there?
I've been to Ireland. I sang in a pub in a bog.
Really?
In County Galway.
Wow.
When I got there, I was asked to meet my wife's friend's husband in this pub.
Yeah.
Called Pat Egan's Bar. You know, there's no sort of the Georgian Dragon there.
No.
And I had to walk across a bog on this bog road.
Yeah.
And the mist was up to my knees. It's true.
Yeah.
And the cars were coming past me like bats out of hell.
Get out.
I had to close my eyes and keep an eye on me. And the pub was in sort of like very semi-light.
Sounds like a theme from Sherlock Holmes, the Baskervilles.
It sounded like Hammer Horrors.
Okay.
And when I got inside there, the pub was very, you know, three-quarter lighting.
Okay.
And Pat said to me, "Yes, sir. Which I don't feel yourself." I said, "A pint of Guinness, please." He said, "Hang on a second. Are you David?" I said, "I am." "Mike told me you were coming." He said, Pat, he said, what? He said, David's here. And Pat, this very elderly gentleman, nice fellow, he said, are you going to give us a song, David? And I said, I will. And he said, do you know the fields of Athenry? Because Athenry was just up the road from Pat's place.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I do, yes. He said, all of it? I said, yes, I performed it. Oh, right, will you sing it? I said, yes, I will. And I sang the fields of Athenry in the pub. And it was like a community centre.
Yeah.
All the grannies and the children were in there and everything else. And after that, they're all going, ah, what a lovely voice you have. What a lovely voice you have. And will you sing it again? And I said, yeah. So I did the Fields of Athenry twice in about 15 minutes.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
Certainly is, and live here in the studio is David Gilby, the self-trained or self-taught and then classically trained from many, many universities, was it? Or
No. I went to the Royal Northern College for what they called an advisory audition.
Oh, did you?
And I was...
Did that work?
There's a man called Robert Alderson, who was the head of vocal studies at the time.
Okay.
And he said, you're too old to be a student, sort of thing. But I'll send
Pardon?
You...
Pardon?
I've had a life full of this.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll send you to somebody who has a bass, who'll educate you.
Well, did you feel rather insulted then?
No, I was on track then. You know, I was all...
Yeah, but you're never too old to do anything, David, are you?
Oh, no.
Never?
Never. No.
It's a surprising thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a horrible thing to say. It's quite rude, to be honest with you.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
But, hey, your light has shone past him now.
Well, the thing is, I like the fella. So I'm not going to sort of besmirch him.
No, okay.
It's just a thing that happened.
Yes.
One of those things that spurred me on.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I'm going to show you, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on you. Good on you.
Well, there
you
go.
He probably did mean well. Yes. Yeah. So you put a capper on your guitar now, and are we all right?
Aye. Yes, I think we're good to go.
So what's this one going to be?
This one is from the pen of a man called Manos Hadjidakis.
Easy for you to say.
It took a lot of phlegm to say that.
I know. Well. I used to be involved with a Japanese international electronic saxophone player.
Good Lord.
And when I worked at another place, my boss, when I said I'm going to talk about him, he went for a walk in case I tripped up because his name was Hiroshi Fukumara.
Oh, no.
Well, that could be very...
Yeah.
And what a saxophone player. And, unreal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Phil and I have done stuff with a guy who's now dead, God bless him, he's a smashing guy, and he played an electric harp.
Good God.
Yeah. And when we were doing when we were doing Chester Cathedral, the audience was supposed to go to the refectory at half-time to get themselves a cup of tea and a bun or something. And they stayed just to listen to Stan Ambrose, I've just
remembered
his name, to listen to him with his electrical harp.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Lovely.
Do you know how difficult it is to get a harpist anyway, but an electrical harp?
Oh, yeah.
Was it a Welsh harp?
I'm not sure what it was, to be honest with you.
Dear.
I never studied the instrument. I could hear it. It was lovely.
Wow.
Lovely sound.
I mean, I love watching the opera, you know, I love watching orchestra. And I was mesmerised on Saturday night with the, I don't know if you're familiar with the American rock band Metallica.
Yep.
Right. Well, they were in San Francisco with the San Francisco Orchestra.
Mm.
And it was an unbelievable concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lars Ulrich on the drums, he was like the founder member of Metallica, you know. He'd gone through like about 11 sets of sticks. And
wow.
But the keyboards and the violins, and a guy brought out an electric double bass, but it only looked like half a double bass, you know. It was like see-through.
Mm.
But my goodness, it was a concert and a half, you know. Brilliant.
My son used to be his favourite band, Metallica.
Oh, right, okay.
So I could hear this all the time. My son plays guitar like nobody's business.
Okay,
Phil's heard him and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And he played in a professional band when he was 15. and the people who he played with.
Yeah.
It was like a Corinthian band were brought together from all over Liverpool.
All right.
And it was in the place in Woolton there, the cello.
Yes.
In Woolton. And he played this, and I saw my son turning round, and he adjusted his amp. And afterwards, I said, "What do you do there?" He says, "I was turning it on." The band had turned it off, fearing he would probably make a mistake or something like this, and he didn't. And they were doing a Jimi Hendrix set.
Yes.
So everything had to be going.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. But what a nice treat for a 15-year-old boy.
Absolutely.
He played the Cavern.
Yeah?
He was 13 when he played the Cavern.
Has he got a brick?
We're not vandals, you see.
No, but I think I'm right in saying that every band or artist that goes in there, check this out, you're allowed a brick with your name on it.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I know it is. I don't think mine's on there either. I mean, I've never sung there, so.
Oh, well, okay, you haven't got a brick. No.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
Thank you very much for accompanying, and David, for you coming down here as well. It's been a pleasure, absolute pleasure to talk to you, and certainly have you back in here again, mate. We'll talk about maybe your Irish stories again and other stories as well.
Do a few Irish numbers, yeah.
Do a few Irish numbers.
Maybe St. Patrick's Day, isn't
it? Absolutely, yeah. We'll book you for that. I'll book you for that, without a doubt.
Okay.
How do people get hold of you, David?
I'll leave you a card if you want.
Right, yeah. But have you got gigs lined up for anything?
Well, at the moment, things are very tentative. We don't know where things are going up or down. Or
I know, it's a big speech tonight at 6 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big speech at 6.
What we're doing at the moment, just making tentative steps to get, something to do, to sing or whatever, without, getting out of the rules and regulations and so forth, which is very difficult.
A lot of people are unwilling to commit themselves because they don't know what's going to happen.
No. There's a lot of overreaction going on at the moment, and, the press are loving this because, sells good stories, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
They can frighten people as well.
Well, you can. The mental health issues, things like that, people to require things to keep them going, and they can't do things because...
No.
I would imagine in the music business it must be awful.
Well, yeah, I mean, thankfully, Bill Heckle and the owners of the Cavern, they've kept that going. They've got a grant, but it was only just for solo artists, so people like keyboards and drummers. They haven't worked for nearly 2 years now.
And all the backstage crews, like the mixers.
Yeah, exactly.
All the electronics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the theatres have suffered.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, you've got to get people together to run through stuff and things like that.
Yeah.
And some of the places that you normally use will say, well, we're still on the lockdown here, and this thing and the other.
No.
Let's hope that...
Let's hope at 6 o'clock, if something does happen, let's hope it's not for a too long span again,
various rumours, but then that's the
rumours. Rumours are rumours, aren't they, Phil? Yeah, and that's, that's... We'll see what he says. He's talking from... I think he's over in Belgium at the moment. So we'll find out at 6 o'clock. But thank you, David. Thank you, Philip, for coming in.
It's been a pleasure, John.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Indeed.
There we go, David Gilby, and the guitarist extraordinaire who had to put the cap on. That's the Philip. With a split nail, yeah. Okay, 305 Club coming your way very, very soon, yes. And half-time, it's Scotland 0, Czechoslovakia 1. Half-time, that's, should we say, give them the proper name, Czech Republic 1. So it's 0-1 in favour of the Czech Republic in the opening game for Scotland in the Euros. It's in the same group as England. So, I'm sure Gareth Southgate and the boys will be watching that with open arms. Yes, and seeing what's going on. Coming up, we've got the 305 Club after the news, which is following these.
It's a day at the cafe with the Knit and Natter Club, or watching the match and playing pool down in our pub. Me to You is a safe place where we deliver person-centred care by tailoring our days specifically to your loved one's needs and wants. If someone in your life has dementia, get the support you need from Me to You. Our home-from-home environment will help your loved one stay independent for longer, provide respite care, advice and support to caregivers. Visit metoyoucentre.co.uk, making every moment count.
Come couple pick you up at your door. Shopping nights out and much more. We are the taxi you can call. Let's all sing their number. 298-22-22 298-22-22 298-22-22 Come cab to your door. Come cab will get you there in style. Charge you less than you think per mile. Leave the taxi with a smile. Let's all sing their number. 298-22-22 298-22-22 298-22-22 Come cab to your door.
At Derby Lane Motor Company, we use our 35 years of experience to get you the best deals on the best cars, be it if you're buying from us or if you're selling to us. Yes, that's right. We can take the hassle out of you having to sell your own car by giving you a prompt and genuine offer. When you need a family car you can rely on, from a name you can trust, visit Derby Lane Motor Company, Old Swan, Liverpool. Search for Derby Lane Motor Company online now. Jeff Webster.
Hi, Jeff Webster here. Join me tonight at 10 p.m. as at 10:30 we play two songs from the 1980s. 11:30, what about that song you never hear on the radio? And then at midnight, it's the Peaceful Hour, a full hour of the greatest love songs of all time. So it's at 10 p.m. tonight on Liverpool Live.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live. The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.